Family.
1. Do you live alone or with other people?
I live with my wife and two kids in a big house just outside the Second Ring Road. After finishing university, I lived alone for a few years before getting married. I preferred living alone because I could do what I liked and could keep my lifestyle private. Of course, eventually, I had to make a choice. Get married or live alone? I think I made the right choice. 2. What jobs do the people in your immediate family do?
My father works as an editor for a medium-sized publishing company. He's been working there for many years and seems happy to stay there until he retires. My mother is a pediatrician, a doctor specializing in children's medicine. She works in a local hospital. My father works regular hours, Monday to Friday, with overtime at busy periods. My mother, on the other hand, works different shifts each month, which is quite stressful.
3. What kind of things do you and your family do together?
We sometimes watch TV together, if there's something we all like. At the weekends, we often get in the car and go out into the countryside to visit a place of historical or cultural significance. My brother doesn't like these trips too much and often complains, so sometimes we let him go out with his friends instead.
4. Who does the housework in your home?
As I live alone, the answer to that question is me. My friends tell me that I should get a housemaid, but I'm quite happy doing the housework myself. I used to do it for pocket money when I was a child.
5. Do you have a large extended family?
The members of my extended family live in most of the English-speaking countries of the world. I have aunts, uncles, and cousins in Canada, the USA, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. A few still live in Britain. Obviously, I see them more often than the others. Every 5 years or so, we have a big family get-together in London, which is paid for by the richer members of the extended family.
Festivals.
1. Do you often celebrate festivals in your culture?
Yes. The main festivals we celebrate are the Spring Festival, Tomb Sweeping Day, Workers' Day, National Day, and the Mid-Autumn Festival. People like to spend festivals with their families. As a result, it is difficult to travel at the beginning and end of the Spring Festival, Workers' Day holiday, and National Day holiday.
2. Do these festivals have special meanings?
Spring Festival celebrates the beginning of the Chinese year. Workers' Day honors workers. National Day celebrates the founding of the People's Republic of China in 1949. Tomb Sweeping Day is when people remember their ancestors and visit their tombs or shrines.
3. Are there any festivals special to your city or region?
No, there are none that I can think of.
4. What special things do people do during festivals?
People often dance in their ethnic costumes, sing traditional songs, and play traditional music. Other people visit shrines and light candles or incense there. Others participate in parades on the streets.
5. Which is your favorite festival?
I like Valentine's Day. It is a romantic day for lovers. You give your boyfriend or girlfriend a small gift to show your love. The Chinese Lover's Day is on the 7th day of the 7th month.
6. Do you celebrate any foreign festivals?
In Britain, it is becoming common to recognize the festivals that ethnic minorities celebrate. What usually happens is that the ethnic minority celebrates its festival, but people from other cultures watch and join in the festive mood. Chinese New Year is a good example of this, because it is something that you can enjoy watching, even if you don't really know much about it. People set off fireworks and firecrackers, or do lion and dragon dances. Films, movies. 1. What kinds of films do you like to watch?
I like horror movies like The Ring and Frankenstein. I actually like being scared. It's sometimes funny to watch a horror film with a person who gets scared more easily than I do. The use of special effects can make modern horror films terrifying, but some older horror films manage to do this without the effects.
2. Are these kinds of films popular in your country?
I think that a lot of young people like them, but older people prefer films which focus on relationships between people, not on action. I think men enjoy horror films more than women. Perhaps they like to show that they are not scared.
3. Which was the best film you ever saw?
Perhaps the best film I ever saw was Forrest Gump. It is one of the few movies that I have watched more than once. It shows that success is a mixture of luck and hard work. It made me laugh and cry. Many of my students have seen this film, and some even gave themselves the English name Forrest after the star.
4. Who is your favourite actress?
My favourite actress is Joan Chen. She was born in Shanghai, in China, in 1961. However, she has spent most of her life in the United States. When she was 14, she was selected to study at the Shanghai Film Academy. 4 years later, she won the Golden Rooster Award for Best Actress for her role in the film Little Flower. When she was 20, she went to the United States. She appeared in the film Taipan. But her first starring role in the US was in The Last Emperor. She played the Empress. In 1998, she produced and directed the film Xiuxiu, The Sent Down Girl, set during the Cultural Revolution.
5. What kind of roles does she usually play?
Joan Chen is most famous for her role as the Empress in The Last Emperor, but more recently she has played the role of villain in a few films.
6. Would you like to be a film star?
I'd love to make comedies. I enjoy telling jokes, especially naughty ones. My friends say that I am very good at making funny faces and voices, so I think that I'd make a pretty good comedy actor.
Food and cooking.
1. What is your favourite food or meal?
Like many British people, I love fish and chips. I used to run to the fish and chip shop to get food for the whole family. If it was a nice summer evening, I would sit and eat them outside. In Britain, fish and chips are traditionally sprinkled with salt and vinegar, then wrapped in newspaper in the shop. I suppose they are not so healthy, but no one seems to mind about that. Now there's a fish and chip shop in Beijing, too. I can eat fish and chips every day.
2. Do you like to cook?
I like cooking and can cook several dishes well. I can cook Italian and British food. They are not very difficult to make. I cannot cook Chinese food, but I'm taking a Chinese cookery class at the Guangzhou School of Culture.
3. Who usually cooks in your home?
I live alone, so I cook for myself. My kitchen is modern, so I can cook complicated dishes. I don't cook every day. Sometimes I go to a restaurant near my home, especially if I am tired after work. There is a Korean restaurant. It is small and a little dirty, but the food is great.
4. Is food expensive in your country?
Most food is cheap here, but obviously fresh fruit and vegetables are more expensive in the city than in the countryside. In the street you can bargain over the price, but in supermarkets the price is fixed, although the quality may be better. Sometimes I will buy a lot of fruit because it is in season and cheap.
5. Are there any kinds of foods that you do not like?
I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat any food that contains animal products. I just don't like the taste of meat. I cook for myself, so I don't worry about animal products getting into my food. However, I must be careful at restaurants. Friends. 1. Do you often spend time with friends?
I go out with my friends most evenings. We like to go to a bar near where we work. We drink a few beers, talk about our lives, and play pool. Most of my friends are men, but sometimes a woman joins us. We go out 4 or 5 times a week for about 2 or 3 hours each time.
2. Did you meet most of your friends through work?
I met most of my friends through work. I still have some old friends from university. We don't see each other very often now. I hardly ever use the internet, so I haven't met anyone that way.
3. Do you and your friends have similar hobbies and interests?
We all like going out, so we often enjoy the nightlife in this city. Each of us has some other interests, such as skiing or diving. We don't do those activities together, but we tell each other about them when we meet.
4. Do you spend more of your free time with friends or with family?
I spend much more time with my friends. My family lives nearby, but I prefer to be with friends. In my country, family members usually have different interests, so they don't spend much time together.
5. Do you have any friends who live far away from you?
I have taught English in many different countries, so obviously I have many friends who live far, far away from me now. I don't chat with them on the phone or even online because of the time difference. When I am free in the evening, they're at work. When they finish work, I am asleep. We do send emails to each other, but not very regularly.
Games.
1. Do you often play games with your family or friends?
I like playing hide-and-seek with my friends. It's a simple game and the number of people isn't important. You can play with 2 people or 10 people. I sometimes play Chinese chess with my grandfather. He usually wins.
2. Which is your favorite game?
My favorite game is Twister. You need at least 2 people to play. 5 or 6 is better. And another person to be the judge. There is a white cloth on the floor with spots of different colors. Red, yellow, green and blue. The judge spins a special wheel which indicates which color spots people must put their hands or feet on. If a person cannot put their hand or foot on the spots of a given color, if they fall over or if they push another person, they are out. It's a funny game because people get twisted around each other in strange positions.
3. Does the winner get a prize?
You can give a small prize if you want, like chocolate, but we usually don't. Prizes are certainly a good idea for children's games, and I think many adults secretly like to receive prizes too.
4. Are these games popular in your country?
I think that hide-and-seek is popular, but Twister isn't. Most people have heard of Twister, but don't play it.
5. Do people in your family prefer different games?
My sister likes to play computer games, but my mother prefers Mahjong. It could be that younger people are more technologically minded, whereas older people prefer more traditional Chinese games. Going abroad long term. 1. Why are you planning to spend a period of time abroad?
I'm going abroad to travel. I think I should visit many different countries now before I start a career. I want to visit the USA, Italy, Egypt, and India before I return to China. I will spend several weeks in each country.
2. How long do you plan to be abroad?
Probably about 3 months, maybe longer if I have fun and enough money. I would like to travel for about a year.
3. How have your family and friends supported you in this?
My parents are supporting me with money, and a friend who traveled abroad is giving me advice about travel, places to visit, finding accommodation, and how to meet people.
4. How exactly will you benefit from this experience?
The course in genetics at Cambridge will be more useful than studying anywhere in China, because they have the best research labs. The course in human genetics is taught by Professor Harding, the world's leading expert in this field. I'm sure these things will help me learn a lot.
5. What problems do you think you may have abroad?
I don't think I'll have any problems abroad. I've been abroad before, so I know I have no problem with homesickness. Language shouldn't be a problem, as I speak English and French very well. I'll need to be careful with money. Travelling can be expensive.
6. How do you think the country you live in will be different to China?
There are many ways it will be different. The food will be different, but I have been to Western restaurants, so that will not be a big problem. The climate will be wetter and colder than in Beijing. Westerners are usually more direct than Chinese people. Young people often go to bars and clubs in Western countries. There is more student participation in classes.
Health and fitness. 1. Do you try to keep fit?
I think that I keep quite fit. I like to go jogging most mornings, but just along the canal behind my home. Luckily, there is a well-equipped fitness center near my office, which means I can drop in before or after work. I also like to go to a hotel swimming pool at the weekends.
2. Have you ever been a member of a fitness club?
Yes, as I said, there is one near my office. I joined about 2 years ago when I first came to Beijing. They have several machines for jogging and lifting weights. It's a small club, so it can be crowded. The people there are very helpful. It costs $50 per month.
3. Do you think you have a healthy diet?
Not really. I go to fast food places almost every day, and I eat too much chocolate. I don't exercise, and now I'm really fat.
4. How do you think you could improve your health?
I think I could do a few things. I could go jogging in the mornings. I could go to the fitness center near my office before or after work. I could also go swimming at the lake near my home at weekends.
5. Do you often visit a doctor for a checkup?
I only go to the doctor when there is a serious problem with my health. For small problems, I go to the pharmacy and get some medicine. It's not very expensive and saves time.
6. Do you have to pay to visit a doctor in your country?
In the United States, you pay to visit a doctor, but your insurance company will probably cover the cost. It's very expensive. You sometimes pay $100 just to see the doctor. But the service is usually very good.
Hobbies and interests. 1. What do you do in your free time?
I like reading novels and listening to music. I read detective novels by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and political thrillers by Tom Clancy. I like American country music by John Denver and Dolly Parton. Sometimes I play tennis with my friends. We play at the tennis courts next to my office.
2. Did you have any other hobbies when you were younger?
I used to go horse riding and collect stamps when I was a child. I gave up horse riding because it was too expensive, and I gave up stamp collecting because it took up too much time.
3. What does your husband do in his free time?
My husband plays mahjong with his friends 2 or 3 evenings a week. My parents are retired and their hobby is hiking in the countryside near their home. They really love nature.
4. Are these activities popular in your country?
Yes, these free time activities are very popular, especially with older people who have more time to relax. Younger people prefer more active hobbies, maybe because they have more energy.
5. If you had more free time, what would you do?
If I had more free time, I would write a book about my travel experiences. I would only include short, funny stories from my travels, particularly those which show how differences in culture and language can cause hilarious situations. It would probably take a long time to write, but in the end, I might make some money from the book. It would also be nice to see my name in bookshops and think that people were reading my experiences.
Holidays, vacations.
1. How often do you go on holiday?
I usually go on holiday twice a year to Hainan, which is an island at the southern tip of China. I love sunbathing on the beach and drinking cocktails. My favorite hotel is right on the beach, where it is reasonably peaceful.
2. Where do you usually go?
I usually go to places near Urumqi. There are many interesting places outside the city. I like to relax and take photographs at the Heavenly Lake and Southern Pastures. Many people like to have their photographs taken here, so maybe I could do this as a job, not just a hobby.
3. Who do you prefer to go with?
I prefer to go with friends who are interested in photography and history, because the areas outside Urumqi are historical and beautiful, especially the Heavenly Lake and Southern Pastures. We like to sit down in the countryside, have a picnic and chat on a beautiful sunny afternoon.
4. What do you like to do on holiday?
I like to take photographs and visit interesting historical places. Sometimes I like to relax on a beach or in a bar. I don't like to use too much energy on holiday. It's a time for relaxing.
5. If you could go to any foreign country for a holiday, where would you go?
I would like to go to Japan with my girlfriend. She wants to pick up some fashion ideas in Tokyo, whilst I'm interested in climbing Mount Fuji. Some people might think it's strange to go on holiday with someone and then not spend all the time together. The thing is that we both enjoy photography, but she prefers fashion photography, whereas I prefer photographing the scenery. Hotels. 1. Have you ever stayed in a really nice hotel?
I've never stayed in a hotel because I'm still at high school, so I have no real reason to travel much. Whenever I go on holiday with my parents, we stay with relatives. However, a classmate recently went to Moscow and stayed at the 5-star Lenin Hotel. She said that it had 2 swimming pools and sauna, which she used often because they were free for guests. She also told me that the hotel had a revolving restaurant on the top floor, which gave wonderful views of Red Square. The restaurant served Russian and international specialties. Although the hotel and facilities were fine, she didn't think that the service was very good. In particular, the waiters were extremely slow, she said.
2. Do people in your country often stay in hotels?
Hotels are too expensive for most people. Anyway, not many people travel. Businessmen often stay in hotels. Their companies pay, so the price isn't so important.
3. What services and facilities are usually available in hotels in your country?
A 5-star hotel has a TV in every room, a bar, a swimming pool, a beauty salon, a restaurant, currency exchange, safety deposit box, post office services, laundry service, shoeshine service, a hairdryer, a trouser press, air conditioning, wake-up call service, and a sauna.
4. How much does a hotel room in your city cost per night?
A 5-star hotel costs around $100 a night, but a 2-star hotel only costs about $20. There are many hotels in my city, so it's easy to make a suitable choice.
5. What factors are important when selecting a hotel?
There are many things to think about. Price, where it is relative to the places you want to visit. Transport, service, the hotel restaurants and facilities.
Languages.
1. Do many foreigners speak your native language?
Chinese is becoming a useful language because trade with China is increasing. Many foreigners come to China to study Chinese at the Beijing Language and Culture University, for example. More foreigners who are not ethnically Chinese are studying Chinese, even at secondary schools. Also, hundreds of thousands of foreigners live and work in China and learn the language during their stays. Most foreigners who study Chinese don't speak very well. If they study at BLCU or another university, they often speak it very well.
2. How important is your native language in the world today?
I think Chinese is very important in East Asia, but not very important in the rest of the world. Chinese is one of the official languages of the United Nations. But I think that is simply thanks to the fact that China has such a large population. English is used as the primary language in many countries. Chinese is not. Still, Chinese is useful because countries want to trade with China.
3. How long have you been studying English?
I have studied English for 5 years. I began at university. Now, I use it at work every day.
4. Do you think your native language is easier than English?
I think Chinese grammar and pronunciation is easier, but reading and writing in English is easier for students.
5. What other languages can you speak?
I speak fairly good Russian. It's quite hard to learn for 3 reasons, in my experience. First, there's the alphabet, which is written differently to English. Then there's the pronunciation. Sometimes it sounds to me like the words are all mixed up. The third and biggest problem, at least for me, is the grammar. There are so many rules. The media. 1. How do you get the latest news?
I usually get the news from the radio. I think it is fast, reliable, and a radio is cheap to use. You can listen to the radio when you are doing something else, like housework.
2. Do many people in your country listen to the radio?
I think that they prefer other ways of getting the news. The great thing about the radio is that you can just leave it on while you do other things, like household chores. You don't need to look at it like you do with TV, the internet, or newspapers. Radio stations get the news quite quickly, even live from the scene. Radios are cheap to buy and easy to use, but they aren't modern enough for a lot of people who prefer to use the internet.
3. What kinds of news stories are usually reported on TV in your country?
They usually report political events. Business, sport, domestic news, foreign affairs, weather, disasters, crime, exhibitions, wars, and people's successes. Political events are usually regarded as the most important. They are shown nearly every day, with pictures showing China's leaders.
4. What non-news items can be found in newspapers in your country?
In newspapers, we can find cartoons, jokes, competitions, reviews of products, and advertisements. I don't like them very much. The reviews are really just advertisements. Some of my friends really believe them. I often enter the competitions and sometimes win prizes.
5. Do you pay more attention to local, national, or international news?
I pay attention to the local news most. National and international news doesn't mean anything to me. I want to know what is happening in my local area. I often discuss these issues with other people.